Okay, I'm looking at Hebrews 9:8. Let me just read it real quick. By this the Holy Spirit signifies that the way into the holy place, the true holy of holies, and the presence of God has not yet been disclosed, as long as the first outer tabernacle is still standing, and that is, as long as the Levitical system of worship remains a recognized institution. Where, for one, there are two veils, right? And
there are.
For two, where are we in the assumption of coming to the Holy of Holies?
The first line's been breached. The first line has been breached. Okay? What that means is the first veil has already been rent in two. Okay, second veil is the one that's being broached, that the text body's desperately trying to get you into to make it become more powerful. And then it wins.
What is the... Okay, very good. Question... could you give me some additional I'm doing the research on the Kohathanites and just going through it methodically. Is there any particular scriptural reference that would help try and tie things together maybe on a...
Go to Hebrews 9:1. Then verily the first covenant, which that's the one you're trying to achieve, the first covenant, had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. That's where you are. Where therefore was a tabernacle made, the first, wherein was the candlestick, the lampstand, the table, and the shewbread, which is called the sanctuary. It's all laid out right there. Now you got the second veil, which tells you exactly, this is in 3, that the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, that's what you're to become. Darling, and you're doing good. We ain't mad. You get weird old things, but those are secondary. Those are ancillary. They don't matter in the big picture. It's fun to have an opinion, but it doesn't affect this. Now, yes. What you're looking for is the golden censer, in which the Ark of the Covenant overlaid with gold, wherein was a golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that buddeth. Now you know what the buddeth is. It comes that brings forth life, and the tables of the covenant. Okay. Now the cherubims, the seraphim and cherubims of the glory shadowing the mercy seat, which we cannot now speak particularly. The mercy seat is that throne where the 24 elders are sitting around to give qualification. That's very important. This lays it out, every bit of it. Once those things have been ordained, the priests went into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. God's what you're trying to become, and that is that service. Now, but into the second went the high priest only once every year, not without blood. Your blood's got to change, 144,000, which you offered for himself. You gave your blood up to be changed for the errors of the people, where they would not ascend. The Holy Ghost, they're signifying, that's what'll put the stamp, the seal of that shifting change, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was still standing. So you could make it, but you got to go through this way. And if you don't, there's only one way through. If you don't make it that way, this is your only way through. That's what they said in the Old Testament. See, you had to give sacrifice. Then Jesus came and became the perfect sacrifice to show you how to ascend. And that's what Jesus is returning for, is the bride of Christ. And he's not a pedophile. It's not somebody that's not mature, a mature bride. Okay, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washing and carnal ordinances imposed on them in the time of Reformation. Reform, the Reform Party, Donald J. Trump's Reformation. He's the reform of himself. pretty amazing, isn't it? But Christ, being come as the high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, but with Pico completement formulas, that is to say, not of this building. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and of the ashes of the heifer sprinkled on the unclean sanctifies to purify the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, through whom the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
Yes.
There's an up talk that should go with that, but we don't do up talk. So basically, it lays out the canonical right here in 9. It'll go on into 10 if you need to, because for where a testament is, there must also be the necessity be the death of the testator. If you're going to pronounce it this way, then you got to die. That ain't the way you want to go.
The iron nose is Bible, doesn't he, Evan?
For a testament is a force after men are dead. So you need a testament after you're dead. That's why we did the Book of the Dead. Otherwise, it's of no strength. And all while the testator liveth. That's the point. But you got to come back. And now you're going to go all into the blood, into the tabernacle, and have the law purged with blood. You're going to get rid of the law, because once the blood changes,
your blood,
you'll be
Rocky.
Past the law.
The
there'll be no blood. Well, there'll be no shedding of
there'll
blood.
Be no
there'll
blood.
Be no remission. And there'll be no remission.
Oh.
Because once that's purified, it is therefore necessary that the patterns of things, this is 23, the pattern of things in heaven should be purified with these. But the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these.
Right.
So that's when Bob will probably introduce the Church of the Subgenius probably at that point. Catholicism will probably be cast away. But they are having, but the Vatican is having a tag sale. They've got some pretty good books, some pretty good books that they haven't read. Bob's going over there once he gets the ticket to go to the Pope's tag sale. He's going to have a little, he's going to raise a little money, you see.
My library.
And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. It is just
as pure
as you can get it.
We're listening to an inhuman mind there.
Now you can go. Then you can go all the way through 10, and you can go all the way 10, and it gives you all the reasons why that the priests are standing, offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can't take away sin. But this man, after he offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Uh-oh, the right hand of God, that's the extension. The right hand of God is what you're coming to do. The battle in heaven is over who was going to sit at the right hand of God. And we say that's you. You'll see it. But if it's not, then something else will. Lucifer will. The angels from the realms of glory, they'll tear it up. Don't you think they won't turn out church? They'll slang your guts in a roadside ditch to get ahead of you. They'll do anything they can do to just to quench the little man. And everybody's worried about Lucifer. He may be your last friend. Because Gabriel's trying to tear out your ass. He's trying to fuck you up. They're the ones going to blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm in the holy city. That's the one that's going to tear everything up. And y'all ain't going to see your favor. They go, when you
look what I had
leave.
Look at the monster I had leave, Evan.
You better run. You better watch out for that.
You better run, Evan.
That covenant that was made, that covenant that I made with them after those days, saith the Lord, I'll put my laws in their hearts and in their minds, and I'll write them. And their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. Like Bob, he'll sin all the time, but he don't remember. What's sin? Karen, do we sin? No, Bob, we don't sin. Oh, okay, good. We got that worked out. That's good. Yeah, we got a high priest and a high order of God. That's right. And all the orifices and the holy orifices to support it. We got to get those holy orifices.
William Ever Thompson, the most recent dead holy orifice.
Yeah, that really was something reading Hebrews 9 and coming into that, and I very much appreciate you giving it that energy, Ion, and I'm going to definitely get back into it. Also, interesting to talk about those that were able to build the ark, Bezalel and Oholiab.
I was there.
Bob was there.
Hey, Bob. Oh, yeah, was there, but I'm trying to talk about the two that were given the abilities to make the ark and to work the gold
to vibe. That's why we, you know, the rap song, living in a box, cardboard box, living in a box, the rap song. That's where that comes from, because that's where they got it from, living in a box. Look it up. It's an old rap song, but look it up. Look at the words. That's exactly what they're talking about. Little houses. Little houses. Same thing. And Bob loves that song. He just adores. He wants to play that almost as much as Black Napkin. Yeah, he really wants to do that. So then what happens, you come, bring it right back in, and you go, okay, what's really going on here? Every representation is the separation of your power. They built that ark to hold the power that humans wouldn't take. Had they taken their power, okay, if Adam and Steve, one of them two, if they hadn't eaten the fruit, the only thing God told them not to do, don't eat their fruit, they eat anyway. Yeah. So they found out, they got enlightened, and their enlightenment found out they were little men. They weren't God. Up until then, they didn't know no difference. They was God. They could do what they wanted to, eat what they wanted to, fuck what they wanted to, didn't have to have clothes. Food is tearing it up. They knew what to do. They had it going on. They had little orgies here and there. It was beautiful. It's just wonderful. They rolling.
Real quick, in some of the texts, it talks about the sensual, what happened was the something of Adam coming into the distinction of the sensual nature versus, I think, the higher nature. It was something of the of the flesh.
The supernal and the difference between the supernal and the sublime. So what he did is he took the perfectness and made it based. That's why when they got the knowledge, they were ashamed. Once they were ashamed, God says, where are y'all? What the fuck are y'all doing? Yeah. Why are you hiding from me? Why are you hiding from me? Why are you, Jack, get them clothes off. You don't run around here with no clothes off. Get them damn clothes off. They hid themselves. They hid their nakedness because they was embarrassed because they knew they had known that they done messed up. They took a little poison. Now they're stuck like Chuck. And the angels rejoice because they had a We're going to win because this war in heaven is to prove for humans to come back into their place of power. If you do that, we win. If you don't, then they win. That's there right. It is. It's the war of the ages.
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
Perfect. Very, very good.